Well, the legal cannabis market continues to climb here in the U.S., and the largest cannabis company in the U.S. is continuing to reap those rewards. Massachusetts-based Curaleaf reported second quarter revenue of $312 million. That was up 20% from the first quarter, more than 160% year over year. That was ahead of what analysts were expecting at $307 million. The company also reported an adjusted net loss of $7.2 million, while gross margins improved 669 basis points year over year to hit nearly 50% in the quarter. The stock, as you can see there, reacting to some of those results we got earlier in the week. But for more on that, happy to bring back in the executive chair of Curaleaf, Boris Jordan, joins us once again. Boris, good to see you. Looked like strong demand out there for the quarter, but on the call looking ahead, you mentioned maybe some softness in the summer months as people got back to normal life, traveling. How's demand maybe changing right now in the cannabis space?
I think this is a short-term transitory thing that we've seen a bit of weakness across the country with mainly, you have to understand, a bulk of the business is still medical. States require medical cards. It's very highly regulated. So when you move from state to state, you can't use your medical card in another state. So therefore, people that are traveling and are on holidays can't, you know, go into the stores and buy their cannabis, particularly if they're traveling out of state. So we've definitely seen a bit of that. We've seen, you know, people just getting out of their home, going on vacation, spending money on airfare, hotels and restaurants and things like that. So, you know, there's been a bit of competition for share of wallet. But even with that dynamic where we saw, you know, small 1-2% decreases in spend, we still grew 20% quarter on quarter. We expect to continue to grow over 100% year on year in our business this year. So we feel very, very good about the development of the market. I mean, Americans at the end of the day just want more cannabis, and that's what we're seeing across the board in the country.
And more Americans getting access to that too. There's about $9 billion in cannabis coming online shortly in the tri-state area. You got New York, New Jersey trying to get their program set up. You mentioned maybe some inflationary or even macro supply issues in getting facilities built out as competition heats up. How's that impacting the timeline Curaleaf has to get those states set up the way you want to?
So Curaleaf, interesting enough, is a company that got launched on the East Coast. So we have very strong positioning on the East Coast of the United States. We're the leader, absolute leader in New York, absolute leader in New Jersey. We share the leadership position in Connecticut. You know, share the leadership position, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Florida. So, you know, three of those states are definitely going. So New Jersey is going to go rec in November, according to the governor himself. Connecticut in second quarter of next year. And New York, you never know. We thought it was going to be early 23, first quarter 23, but that may change now with the power shift in Albany. You know, the Governor Cuomo was less enthusiastic about cannabis. The incoming lieutenant governor, from our understanding, is more understanding and wants to get the program up and going. And so we might get some acceleration on New York program. But you're right, it's about $8, $9 billion of potential market. We're fully built out and on the East Coast and ready to supply that market.
Yeah, when you think about, I guess, where the U.S. is, obviously, we've been hearing more and more about that push among progressive Democrats to kind of get that legalization, full legalization bill kind of across the finish line, you know, instituting that at a federal level. When we talk about the other alternatives there, safe banking, we had Senator Cory Booker on the show not too long ago talking about maybe walking back and supporting that as well. I mean, when you look at that, your timeline here, as it drags on, how do you maybe start shifting maybe away from investing in the U.S. to, you know, Europe versus kind of how that dynamic's playing out right now? How do you see it?
I mean, the U.S. market is definitely the place still for growth. It's the most, you know, developed market. It's the most, has the most growth capability. Obviously, if we get safe banking, which I think we will by April of next year, I think they're first going to vote at the end in the fourth quarter, probably on a more comprehensive bill. I don't think that bill will get through, although we'll try to get it through with interstate commerce and rescheduling. I just don't think Republicans are ready for that yet. I do think, though, that we've got the votes in the Republican Party, 60 votes to get safe banking through. And let's be honest, for social equity, which is the big issue for progressives and for Democrats, without safe banking, you're not going to get social equity, right? If people can't open up bank accounts, can't borrow at reasonable rates, and workers can't open up bank accounts or get credit cards, you're never going to be able to get that business up and going. And so we really need safe banking. It's very, very important for the sector, and it's the best thing we can get to get social equity programs up and going. So the U.S. is our primary focus, but I have to think long term, and I can't think over the next 2-3 years. I got to think over the next 5 to 10 years. And there's no question, European market is twice the size of the U.S. It has a massive culture of cannabis use. And we wanted to make sure we put our foot on the ground in Europe and started to build the operations. So as we get into 23, 24, and 25, the European operations will start to seriously contribute to both the revenue and the bottom line of Curaleaf. But for this year and for next year, it's really a building exercise, very similar to what we were doing, you know, 4 or 5 years ago in the U.S. But it's a huge market. It's, you know, Israel's growing, Germany's growing, the U.K. is growing 45% month on month right now in the medical program. So we're, you know, Holland is moving towards adult use. So we're very excited about the acquisition we made in Europe.
Yeah, when you talk about if the timeline there is Q1 next year for safe banking maybe coming through, I mean, how do you see that being an impact to the financials? Because, you know, you guys are the largest player there. I don't imagine you guys have ever struggled to kind of raise money. But when it comes to the impact on the business, how do you see that maybe changing things for Curaleaf in 2022?
It will change it dramatically. I mean, you know, we don't have standard working capital facilities to finance inventory and stuff like that, right? It's just too expensive today to do that. So we are really looking forward to it. We think the cost of capital will drop by 50% at a minimum. So if the average cost of capital in the market today, well, a year, 6 months ago was about 12.5%. Right now it's probably getting down for the better operators around 9-10%. Curaleaf's going to be refinancing our $350 million of debt in January. We think we can get 8-9%. Financing for that, maybe even better. But safe banking will bring that down. And it'll also diversify the kind of financing we can get, short-term working capital, long-term debt, bonds, equity markets. Obviously, there'll be a re-rating of equity prices so we could raise money on the equity markets as well. It will bring down the cost of capital by 50%. There's no question about it. It's a very positive development for the sector.
That's pretty important. I would agree when we talk about kind of safe banking versus the larger social justice push that progressive Democrats are pushing for. Obviously, it seems like one does have the votes right now, the other one, the lofty goal. But companies like yours also kind of playing a role in the social justice push. You guys recently launched a brand partnership to bring attention to some of the criminal injustices here in the past. We also mentioned on the earnings call a diversity push at the board level. So what do those efforts look like for Curaleaf?
I mean, Curaleaf is the leader in social equity and social justice issues. And I think that's one of the things people in Washington need to realize is that we've embraced it in a big way, and we can help many of these companies. We can help them open up stores. We can provide them lines with product so they can, you know, finance them on a working capital basis. There's a tremendous amount of things we could do to further the industry. And it's in our interest to do that because the more players are on the market, the more people we can sell products to. So we're really looking forward to that. We've done partnerships on branding as we did with Be Noble. We've done numerous, I think we have 63 partnerships with minority groups right now around the country. We have a whole division of Curaleaf that's just focused on that. That's their sole job, is to bring cannabis to a lot of the communities that were hurt and help those communities in building businesses in these areas. And so we have multiple entrepreneurs that we're working with. We have a tremendous amount of programs internally in order to be able to do that. We've got one of the leaders on that issue, Khadijah Tribble, that's spearheading that for us. And she's a spokesman for the industry in that area. So, you know, if you're going to be the biggest company, you got to lead as the biggest company. We're really trying to lead in this area. And I'm telling every politician, Booker, Schumer, I've talked to everybody. I'm saying, guys, banking, safe banking will really charge up the social justice issues in the minority communities. It will really help tremendously in getting these people to open up businesses, open stores, and to function in the cannabis world. Doing nothing does nothing. That's the point.
Yeah, access to capital, obviously an issue regardless. If you can't access it, doesn't really matter if you're in the minority camp or not, something that's impacting the sector writ large. But Boris Jordan, appreciate you coming on here. As always, thanks again for the time. Executive Chairman, Curaleaf, thanks again.